The Center for Freedom and Prosperity says its new report identifies spending that doesn't benefit most of Rhode Island's population. The head of the center, Mike Stenhouse, says the more than $200 million in annual expenses could instead be directed to tax cuts, infrastructure improvements, and chipping away at the state's persistent budget deficits.
We have to start having a new spending culture up there. And what this report does, I think, can be a first step in changing the spend and tax culture that has been so pervasive up on Smith Hill for recent decades, and which we believe has made our state one of the weakest economies and job markets in the entire country.
Stenhouse says the cuts targeted by his center don't include human services, but the think tank does call for eliminating historic tax credits, $20 million in state overtime costs, and the legislative grants distributed by lawmakers to community groups, among many other things. Ian Donis, Rhode Island Public Radio.